North Idaho's Radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Ricky Witte, Office Manager and Membership Specialist of the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. I am your host. My co-host today is Kate McAllister, President CEO, also of the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. Welcome.
You sound like you're on NPR. And then we will... Anyway.
It's because we are highly professional.
Right. It's freezing in here.
Talk. It really is so cold in here.
Yeah.
I just want to say that for our listening audience so you know what we're going through.
Yes.
It's nice and sunny outside today, which is amazing. And it feels like springtime. I didn't even wear a sweater to work, but I am regretting that now because it's very cold in here.
I have on my vest and I have on a shawl. And it's very cold.
Light layers for spring. That's what you need to come do this radio show. Hey, we have a general membership coming up on Thursday.
I know. I'm very excited. The first one, well, we attempted in October, but people were still not ready for that. So this will really be our first in a year.
Yeah.
Over a year.
And so it will be limited seating. We're going to be respectful and space everyone out. Registration is live right now on our website, sandpointchamber.org. I've only opened it up for members now. If we can open it up in the next couple of days and all the members who have wanted to come are already registered, then I will open it up to the general public. But I'm just trying to prioritize membership at the moment. It'll be a really fun one, though. We're doing a panel discussion, which is different for us.
Right.
typically, we just have one speaker or one speaker at a time, like when we do the State of the Cities in the fall. With this, we have a nice cross-cut of different business owners and workers in Sandpoint just to sort of check in and see how people fared over this last year, because there's a lot of changes happening to businesses, what people have gone through. We'd also like to open it up to some of the people who came to the GML just to share their experiences if we have time. We're also honoring a Volunteer of the Month. We don't have a Business of the Month this time because our Volunteer of the Month is very special. So come and see who that is. That'll be very fun.
Yes.
I'm really excited. It'll be at Tango, of course, at noon on Thursday. The second Thursday of the month is always our general membership luncheon. And I think next month we'll have quite a few new members to honor. So I was going to invite all of them there too, which is great. People are signing up again and getting back in the fold.
Yeah, come find out. We're calling it, what did you do last year? Mm-hmm. We'll have real estate, restaurants, a school, someone representing the school, just to kind of let everybody know how they fared through 2020 and what got them through and how they're doing just going forward.
Sort of related to this, you just finished writing our grant for the year because we are a 501c6, not a C3 nonprofit. We're a membership organization. We only apply for one grant every year. Give us a little rundown on what that means for us.
Well, it's our tourism grant. The Chamber of Commerce handles all of the tourism for our region. You can yell at us later, but believe me, out of all the stores and all of our members, 98% of them rely on tourism to keep them going through the year. So this grant, we can only spend the money outside of the area to bring people in. And so, we applied this year for $219,000. And
wow.
I make a presentation May 7th, I think, something like that, the first week in May. And then we find out at the end of June or July what we're awarded.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that is mostly over with. There have been a few leadership changes in our nonprofit world lately, if you're about in Sandpoint. Today we're talking to some of the new executive directors and board presidents that are taking over those roles. And then also it's the end of the season. So we have Sean Myers from Schweitzer coming up next to talk about – oh, it's Matt from Schweitzer.
Oh, it's Matt.
To talk about what's happening up there for closing weekend. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Thank you for joining the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio. And remember, you can now live stream us from anywhere on northidahoradio.com. We'll be right back.
It's time to spring into that new composite deck you've always dreamed of. Badger Building Center and Moisture Shield Composite Decking have the solution for your outdoor living experience. Starting at only $179 per lineal foot, Badger has the largest selection of composite decking that will fit almost any budget. Badger's Moisture Shield Composite Decking comes with a 30-year warranty, tons of color options, and doesn't need sanding or staining like wood. Badger Building Center, located in Sagal, Post Falls, Bonner's Ferry, and Kalispell, or online at badgerbuilding.com.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Idaho.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
When life throws you a curveball, your P1FCU debit account can help keep you moving. P1FCU Perks, powered by Bizing, offers great features like money-saving discounts, cell phone protection, roadside assistance, and cash back. This card saves you money. Does your debit card do that? P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Only available with P1FCU Preferred debit accounts. Insured by NCUA.
Are you curious about who offers the best deals on top-rated Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs? The answer is surprising. It's not online, and it's not the warehouse clubs. The best deals on top-rated TVs are at Video Only. Don't believe it? Then check out the trade-in deals at Video Only. How about $500 for your old TV? Try doing that online. Before you buy that new TV, drop into Video Only. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Forgot.
Welcome back to Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Ricky Witte from the Chamber, along with Kate McAllister. And apparently we're joined by Matt. Sorry about that, Matt, earlier from Schweitzer. Welcome.
That's okay. Everybody wants Sean anyway.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would just say that, you know, he was our only choice. But, hey, we're happy you're here.
Yes. Yeah, me too. He's got the day off, so he's out skiing in the sunshine.
Whatever.
Who could blame him for that? I think 98% of my friends are up skiing in the sunshine today. So.
Right. Yeah, gotta enjoy it while you can.
Exactly. Speaking of which, how was the season? Let's just recap the season really quick. How was it for you guys this year?
You know, despite everything that's been going on, it's been good. So, I mean, restrictions obviously made it a little challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But people are just happy to get out and, you know, ski every day that we were hoping to be open. So mm-hmm. I know all of us employees were happy for that. And then even though it was kind of a low snow year, about 2/3 average, it seems like it stayed around on the slope. So it's been nice. More sunny days than I can remember.
That's great. When is closing day? It's coming up, yes?
Yep. So closing day is this Sunday, April 11th.
Mm.
So quick, week left.
Yeah. Are you doing the, because this is the time that I go up to Schweitzer in the winter is when you do like the cardboard, boat races and the skiing over the pond skimming thing.
Yeah, so typically that would have been this last weekend. We did not do those events, with COVID around.
Sure.
So we are doing our normal ish, I guess, pass holder appreciation weekend.
Oh, nice.
So we're still going to have an auction that benefits the Bonner County Food Bank, like always.
Mm-hmm.
This year it will be online silent auction.
Oh, okay.
So that'll open on Friday, and we'll have the typical name your own run and a couple of cool prizes and stuff like that. And then it all goes to benefit the Bonner County Food Bank, which is great.
Nice.
I like to, when my friends nerd out about all the runs that they're taking and how they took it and the cool lingo that they all use that I don't understand, I like to make up run names and act like I just took that run and it was awesome. So I feel like that would be a specialty of mine, is naming my own run.
Yeah, well, you have your opportunity this weekend, so.
Okay,
and it's up for a whole year.
Wait, I got to ask, what exactly would the name of your run be?
Well, there's one that's called, I don't know if it's officially called this or it's what people call it, Kathy's Yard Sale.
Right.
That's Kathy Pellin.
She was the first angel over Sandpoint.
Oh, sure. Okay.
That's why we started Angels Over Sandpoint.
Right. So I always go off of that, like Becky's Clothesline or something like that, you know, just like a different woman's name and something totally irrelevant.
Ricky's Sock Pile.
Yes, exactly.
That'd be awesome.
Well, that's the beauty, you know. As long as it's not overly inappropriate, you pretty much have the freedom to name it whatever you want.
Oh,
and put it wherever you want.
So you're saying that I, Kate, could not name a run because it would probably be inappropriate or very short.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if it's short but not inappropriate, then you're good.
Oh, it works.
Okay.
So you guys close for a little while. You usually reopen the last weekend of June. It's always around our summer sampler event. You do the 7B Sunday. Is that still on the docket for the spring?
So we are opening June 18th this year.
Okay.
So second to last weekend in June.
Nice.
No 7B Sunday. Hmm. And that's been a few years, actually. It was so popular that it was hard to manage.
Sure.
But we do have, you know, we're optimistic that we'll be able to do our normal events for the rest of the season. So we have Race the Wolf coming up.
My sister's very excited about this one. She started running uphill in preparation, which is insane.
Oh, yeah. She's braver than I am.
Yeah.
It seems like a pretty rough race, but... yeah, it's cool. It's, you know, a race all over the mountain, super beautiful, but that there's some people who really enjoy the grueling aspect of it, and I'm not one of those people, unfortunately.
No, I will sit nearby with an adult beverage and cheer them on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can take the chairlift up to the summit and go to the Sky House, have a beverage while you watch them all run by, which is... what I'd probably plan on doing.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Exactly.
What else do you guys have going on?
Yeah, and then we, have Wine Fest. That's middle of July, so July 18th, 17th and 18th.
That's the one I've been training for. It was Wine Fest.
Yeah, there you go.
I like to start early, work up my tolerance.
Yeah, well, you know, free live music and hanging out in the sunshine with the view. It's usually pretty hot in town, so kind of escape the heat a little bit. If you want to run but don't want to do the wolf, we've got the Color Fun Run August 8th, which is always a good time. And that's kind of a shorter family run where they do the big color tosses. And,
fun.
Yeah, it's super fun. And then we'll wrap it up with Wine Fest at Labor Day weekend, so September 3rd through the 6th.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So
for Fall Fest, yeah.
How is the how's the new hotel coming, and when's it going to open?
You know, it's actually been going great. So they have been working pretty much through the winter. You haven't been able to see a lot of it because they've been kind of working in that little parking garage that they've got finished, doing all the utilities and kind of all the, you know, the major things behind the scenes that you don't really notice when you're just walking by after you park. But they're optimistic that it'll get done by the winter. So
that's
they're
going to
be busy all summer long. That's for sure.
And I love that you named it the Humbird.
Yeah. We thought it was an awesome nod to some of the history of Sandpoint, and you know, the Humbird, you know, had a huge part in kind of making Sandpoint a real town. You know, bringing families here year round, and
yeah.
So we thought it was a fun tribute.
Right. I live in a 100-year-old Humbert Mill manager's house.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
We kind of think ours might, too. We're about a 100-and-something-year-old house,
right.
Too, right around that same area.
So. You probably were.
So you guys have, speaking of family friendly, the Color Fun Run made me think of this. The like bouncy houses and the things like
climbing
that you have
wall.
Going on, climbing wall, yeah, in the village. Is that happening this summer?
Yep, yeah. So we'll have our normal amenities going on. So
nice.
We've got the climbing wall, the zip line will be going on, the little sluice box,
right.
Which is super popular and really fun, actually. And then our little monkey jumper, and then and then of course mountain biking and scenic rides.
Yeah,
Sky House will be open. So
nice. And you do the electric bike rentals up there, I've heard, because Dig is trying to convince me that I could actually do that.
Yeah, yeah. So e-biking is taking off big time. So we have a couple of e-bikes that you can just take out on any of our trails, you know, by yourself or with a friend. And then we also do e-bike tours. So you can try one out for the first time and go on a 2-hour ride around the mountain.
Wow.
And it's a really great way to get back into biking if you haven't been, or try something new. Last year we started doing e-bike tours to go huckleberry picking and then back, which
that's smart.
Super fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. So, and it's, you know, it's a great way to get out and see the mountain if, you know, even if you don't think you're in shape to go do it. So.
Yeah.
Well, I would do the monkey jumper if someone would give me a $10,000 donation to the charity of my choice. Because a 62-year-old round woman in a monkey jumper would be hilarious.
That would be.
You know, I've
funny.
Seen it.
No.
They love it. Anybody can do it.
Well, you see.
We'll get you on there trying to do as many backflips as you can.
Right. Again, $10,000 to the charity of my choice.
I love it.
All right. We'll start putting that out there.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you, Matt.
Last season was a great huckleberry season. I actually went up there with my niece and nephew, and we picked huckleberries all day and came home with about 5 of them. It was great. But really easy up there. Do you guys have any sort of, besides the bike tours, do you have any sort of like guided huckleberry picking or things that you could recommend for people from out of town?
Yeah, so we do have the e-bike tours that can go huckleberry picking, and then we will do kind of normal tours. Well, they'll drive you out to certain spots.
Oh, nice.
Okay. But really, I mean, you know, and if you've been up here in the summer, you've seen it, all the cars parked on the side of the road.
Yeah.
You know, we're very fortunate up here to have huckleberry bushes literally everywhere.
Yeah, it was not difficult.
yeah, it's not difficult to find. And so the trails below the roundabout, you know, those start kind of getting ripe first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, later in the year, they start working up the hill. So, you know, especially that High Point Trail that the Pondere Peddlers and the Sandpoint Rent District has put in. It's a great hiking trail, and huckleberries all over the place. Just heads up for bikers and bears.
Yeah, there's a super, you know, popular, easy run that you can take that I won't name from the village, and you can just walk gradually up this beautiful, wide trail. And that is usually where, as a kid, my whole life, that's where we've gone huckleberry picking. We pack, as my grandmother called it, energy sugar. And make the kids hike up the mountain and go huckleberry picking right there. And it's my yearly quest. It's my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it. You know, we're so lucky to be able to have, you know, trail snacks all over the place when we're out.
Yeah.
Right. So, and that's what the bears think.
Exactly.
That's what the bears think, too. Yeah. So
yeah.
Definitely watch out for those.
I do get asked almost daily in the summer by a tourist, where do we see bears? And just PSA, you don't want to see a bear in the wild. If you do, don't go toward it. This is not a thing that we recommend.
Yeah, stay away.
Yes.
You can, you know, you might get lucky and see one in your car on the Schweitzer Mountain Road.
Yeah,
right.
That's great.
that's a nice spot to watch them from.
Yeah, until they started coming into town on a daily basis, that was the only time I had ever seen a moose growing up was on Schweitzer Mountain Road.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it, one of them loves hanging out in my front yard.
Nice.
Yeah,
munching on my apple tree. Yeah.
yes.
So quickly before our break, how can people find out more information about Schweitzer?
Yeah, so obviously the website, Schweitzer.com, is by far the best place to get information. and our social media channels. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We post pretty much daily, sometimes a couple times a day, mm-hmm. About all of our events and activities and pretty much anything fun or new going on. You'll see it there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It is time for another station break, so don't change that dial. And you're listening to the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
Thanks, Matt.
How tall will I be?
Can I die from hiccups?
What's antibiotics?
Do I have cooties?
What's toe jam?
Why can't medicine taste like burritos?
Kids have all kinds of questions. We have the answers. With 6 pediatricians on staff, Kinnick-Sue Health Services, Sandpoint Pediatrics, has the ability to treat even the most difficult health needs of your child, all in a kid-friendly environment. At Kinnick-Sue Health Services, we specialize in making it all better. Check us out at kinnicksuehealthservices.org.
Are you curious about who offers the best deals on top-rated Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs? The answer is surprising. It's not online, and it's not the warehouse clubs. The best deals on top-rated TVs are at Video Only. Don't believe it? Then check out the trade-in deals at Video Only. How about $500 for your old TV? Try doing that online. Before you buy that new TV, drop into Video Only. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
When you've been in a car accident, one of the first things you'll do is make a call to your insurance company.
I've recently been in a car accident, and I need to start a claim to get my vehicle repaired.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is everything okay?
Yes, thank you, but my car is totaled.
Well, we have a number of preferred shops in your area that can take care of that for you.
Oh, that's okay. I've already decided to take my vehicle to North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonners Ferry. They said they will handle all the paperwork and get my vehicle in and repaired as soon as possible.
Oh, well, I see here they're not one of our direct repair shops, and we can't guarantee the work that they do.
Well, actually, any guarantee on the vehicle will come directly from the shop that does the repairs, and North Idaho Collision Repair Center offers a written lifetime warranty on anything they do. They use original manufactured parts and will restore my vehicle to pre-accident condition. I'm taking my car to North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonners Ferry.
Hi, this is Shane from North Idaho Collision Repair Center reminding you it's always your choice where you get your vehicle repaired. So tell your insurance company, I'm going to North Idaho Collision in Bonners Ferry.
It's tax time again, and keeping up with the ever-changing tax laws can be a chore. Rhodes Tax Service in Bonners Ferry has been providing professional tax service for 35 years. Rhodes Tax Service will give you a one-on-one consultation for individual and business tax preparation. They'll help you understand what is going on with your taxes and what changes must be made this year. If you need the guidance of an experienced tax professional, Rhodes Tax Service is here to help. They provide electronic filing, direct deposit, or you can use the Walmart Money card. To find out more about what they can do to help you, call Rhodes Tax Service today at 208-267-1040 or 1-888-788-1040. Or if you prefer, you can stop by their office just off of Highway 95, one block north of Super One Foods in Bonners Ferry. They also offer a website for payroll at w4payroll.com. Rhodes Tax Service wishes you a great year, and they hope to see you soon. Rhodes Tax Service, 208-267-1040.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Ricky along with Kate. We are back with Sherry Caldwell, the Executive Director, and Nikki Klein, Board President of Sandpoint Area Seniors. Mm-hmm. Welcome, welcome. I just realized that I spelled your name wrong on my script, and I'm very sorry about that.
No worries. It's okay. At least you didn't call me Cherry, so, yeah, you know, we're true. All good.
Yes, I feel like we could talk for an hour about people mispronouncing and misspelling our names. So tell us a little bit, just quick, what is SASE?
Well, Sandpoint Area Seniors is not just a senior center. We offer a lot of activities mm-hmm. for seniors and really anybody 50 and older in the Bonner County area. So nice. You can come to us for information about services, things to expect. You know, as you're entering your retirement age, you can mm-hmm. come in and have a lunch with us. We are slowly bringing back a number of our activities. So nice. I would say that just as our mission statement states, you know, mm-hmm. we are a gathering place, we're an informational site, and we provide a host of wellness and physical activities to mm-hmm. really enrich the senior.
Have you been doing Meals on Wheels?
We do our we do a home delivered meals program. We're not we didn't buy into the franchise, but we do have our own HDMP home delivered meal program, and we have well over 100 seniors on there. And fortunately, we've been able to continue to provide those services while you know we were shut down due to the pandemic.
Yeah, before That's I started amazing. At the chamber, I did that for about a year. I loved it. I loved delivering meals. I thought it was great.
It's wonderful. We do
It was very. It was so rewarding.
And the thing about the volunteers that deliver our meals is they don't just deliver the meals. They also conduct informal welfare checks and just to make sure that the senior on their route is doing well and they don't have any needs that, you know, we can help them with.
Nice. So we give the meals program. I know that there are some alterations to it. You have to call in advance and reserve your spot. What other changes can seniors see when they come back to the center now?
Well, in addition to reopening for congregate meals, we are continuing to do the grab-and-go meals for seniors that aren't comfortable with dining in a crowded setting, even though we're limiting it to 40 people. Mm-hmm. And most days we have maybe 20, 25 at the most, so it's not very crowded. But we're still offering that. Some things to keep in mind is we are asking folks to wear their mask while they're in the senior center unless they're seated at a table. So, like, if you're already sitting down and you're getting ready to eat lunch and you're just socializing because we only have four to a table, you can go ahead and remove your mask at that time, but just until we know for sure whether or not people that are vaccinated can't spread the disease, because we have a number of seniors that are, you know, much older and more frail, and so, you know, they're worried about getting the vaccine and are opting out at this point. So we just want to make sure that we're protecting those guests as well as everybody else. So yes, we are asking you to wear your mask while you're inside the building, but other than that, unless you're participating in an activity, there really isn't any additional restrictions imposed. We're already doing that on our end by just, you know, keeping the numbers lower. So only allowing 40 people in the dining room at a time is helping as well.
Yeah. So speaking of events, I have a friend, Millie. We're in a knitting group together. She is in her 80s, I'm assuming. And she is thrilled that Bridge is back. I've been hearing about this for weeks, that she's going to Bridge again, and she's so excited about it. What other events do you guys have coming up? When is Bridge? What can people join in on?
Bridge is every Tuesday. We like people to get there at 12. It starts at 12:15 and finishes at 3. Call ahead and sign up with Leslie Marshall, or just call the center and get on the list. Yes, our Bridge people are thrilled to be back, and we're very excited to have them back.
Good.
I play Bridge there too, so I'd be very excited to get back to it. the Pinnacle group is restarting.
April 14th, that's a Wednesday.
Okay.
At 9:30.
The bingo ladies have gotten organized to start in early May.
Yeah, May 5th, first Wednesday in May. With all of these programs, we are asking that if you are participating, that not only do you wear your mask, but you have to have at least your first vaccine. Obviously, our preference is that you've had both already, but if you've had at least your first one, that's really what we're hoping will...
Keep talking.
Sorry.
I got a little distracted there. So we're just hoping that, you know, by reintroducing these activities under some constraints that we will, you know, keep the center open. We won't have to close down because of any infections, and everybody will get a chance to come in and have some fun. And again, you know, we're able to protect our most vulnerable seniors that can't get the vaccine.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people... even with the mask restrictions being lifted and all of that, we're just still asking people to be respectful of everyone's individual needs.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no, you're my son.
There you go.
Yes, and we do serve a vulnerable section of our population. Yes. So we're being, some people think we're being overcautious, but I just don't think you can be cautious enough.
No.
I don't think you can be overcautious.
No, we're taking our cues mostly from, like, the residential centers, like, here in town, you know, seeing what they're doing as far as, you know, how many people they're allowing into their building and what kind of restrictions they're imposing, and for the same reason. So we feel like with continuity to kind of keep pace with those guys will, you know, help the public understand where we're coming from.
Right.
What about with the Daybreak Center? Is that back? And tell us a little bit about that.
It is. We have gotten a company in called On-Site for Seniors. Mm-hmm. They're based out of Coeur d'Alene, and it's run by a doctor who is a geriatrician. She specializes in care for the elder and for people with memory problems. And so we're open. Currently, they're open 2 days a week as our numbers build up. You know, that also is a very vulnerable population.
Yes.
So some family members have just been too anxious to bring their person back.
But of course.
We're very excited about what they can offer and the skills that they bring. So it's wonderful.
So is the I'm excited to hear about the gerontologist. Is she moving here? Is she going to live here?
Oh. No, she is based out of Coeur d'Alene, but she will be coming up and assisting with the assessments that we have to do before we admit someone.
Right.
And she assists in the recruiting because she knows what she's looking for.
Yes.
Yeah, they have a great reputation and they don't want to damage that.
That would be excellent. That's what we need. I envision, because we're having so many retirees moved here, that our infrastructure is going to have a difficult time taking care of all of the senior citizens in about 10 to 20 years. And so
we're working
on that. Yeah, the one thing that we don't have is a gerontologist. And so, and that's what we tell people when they come into the chamber and they want to move and clearly they're elderly. We say, we need you to think about, you know, when it comes time for you to get care, all our assisted livings are full, our, you know, our subsidized rents are full. And so it's a difficult situation. You don't want to discourage people, but I certainly want to be transparent and let them know that.
Got to be realistic.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. As a big reader of your newsletter, I used to see a lot, and I don't know if you're doing it still this year, if you're able to, a lot of tax help and investment sort of classes and things like that for the seniors. Is that something that you guys are still helping people with?
Well, unfortunately, because our numbers are still too high in the area, AARP is not going to be doing in-person tax help for the foreseeable future. If those numbers change, then obviously they'll come back in. And I mean, they've already got the equipment set up. They're just waiting for it to be safe for them as well as the public to come back in. However, having said that, I did call to about 10 different places in town. And almost all of them charge about $200.
Wow.
I did find a couple of places that would be willing to work with seniors. So if you're a senior who needs to file your taxes, if you're just doing something simple like your retirement and your Social Security, you can stop by the Senior Center to pick up a packet from the Accounting Solutions Incorporated here in town.
Oh, nice.
They will help seniors that are filing very simple taxes for $50 to get that taken care of. If you're just, you know, filing your grocery grocery rebate or credit form or anything simple like that, H&R Block said they would do that for free for seniors.
Great.
And then Sue Hewitt out in Dover said that she would help any senior with any form of taxes for $100. Both Accounting Solutions and Sue Hewitt have, like, you know, a stipulation. If you've got like a number of forms, there's like a small charge for each additional form. But otherwise, if you're a senior and you're filing, you know, you can certainly give us a call at the Senior Center. We can give you more information about both Sue Hewitt and Accounting Solutions Incorporated. But that is an option for our seniors for now.
Yeah.
I wish I had free like AARP, but that was better than $200. So.
Yeah.
But hopefully, you know, the numbers will come down and they'll be back.
Well, what would be great is if we could have some of the retirees are moving here, if they're CPAs and they could donate their time.
Yeah,
exactly.
That would be awesome.
Yes, because we tell people if you're going to move here, you have to volunteer. It's one of our laws. We have 150 150 nonprofits that are active. So
you'll find a niche somewhere.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
But I did want to mention, in addition to bringing back Pinochle and Bingo and Bridge, we're going to have we're forming a partnership with POAC, and they're going to be coming back and doing art classes with our seniors.
Great.
And one of the things that we're looking at doing is actually having an exhibition with them for Art Walk this summer, where we do a project. I'm pushing for, you know, something related to COVID. How has, you know, what it's been like for the seniors to be, you know, home and alone this last year, and what it's done to them. I think this would be a very therapeutic outlet for that. So I'm hoping that we can get something set up for Art Walk this year for that.
Yeah.
And then finally, the Father's Day weekend, the Injectors Car Club is going to be back to host their annual barbecue with us.
Awesome.
And they're going to be bringing their beautiful hot rods. And this year we're going to also have like a 9-hole mini golf course set up so that you guys can come out. I mean, that's our version of a golf tournament. I'm saying that in quotation marks. Our 9-hole mini putt-putt golf tournament.
Yes.
I shouldn't say that because people are going to expect prizes. And I don't know that I have anything more than like a can of soda and a hot dog.
I feel like the event is the prize.
That's perfect.
In itself. Just tell them that.
Yeah, so day before Father's Day, Saturday, come out and join us.
Awesome. Nice. So how do people, if you wanted to volunteer, or you wanted to get involved, or you're a senior, how do people find out more information, where you located, all of that great stuff?
Well, I guess you could. The easiest thing to do is to give us a call at 208-263-6860. The other option is you can go to our website, sandpointareaseniors.org, and you can download our newsletter as well as any other information. We have a number of different tabs on our website for you to visit to get information, including where you can download our menu for the month and, you know, pick which days you want to come out and have lunch or breakfast with us. Yeah, so the website is the other option. Our newsletter, you can pick that up at the Senior Center if you don't have access to the internet.
Nice.
And it, we're always looking for volunteers in and around the Senior Center. So if you've got, you know, a heart to give and time to spare, please give us a call. We'd love to have you.
That's excellent. Sherry and Nikki, thanks so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. It is time for another brief break, but we will be right back. Thank you for listening to Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
Spring is back in North Idaho, and it's time to get your project scheduled. Hi, this is Sean from North County Electric. From home backup generators to lighting upgrades to full remodels, North County Electric is your local go-to favorite for residential and commercial service. With competitive pricing, there's a reason we are voted one of the best of Bonner County year after year. Please call us at 208-255-7980 or find us on the web at nceidaho.com. North County Electric, your North Idaho service specialist.
You want to know why April is one of Pondere Winery's favorite months of the year? Albarino. That's right, the 2020 Albarino is now in release. Our rendition of this great Spanish varietal has character of lime and grapefruit with a hint of salinity that pairs beautifully with many different seafood dishes. Have a glass of wine while taking in monthly artwork provided by Holly Walker. We're open 12 to 8, Tuesday through Sundays, and offer a variety of bites that pair perfectly with our award-winning wine. Our tasting room is located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint. Come celebrate spring with us at the Pondere Winery.
Hey, bud, you got any change?
What for?
Playing Frogger.
Oh, man, I loved Frogger.
Yeah.
So where's the big retro arcade game?
Oh, I just need some coinage to scratch this.
All right, here you go.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Oh, you completely lost it.
Actually, I just won.
Really?
Yep.
Play Idaho Lottery's Frogger Scratch Game and win up to 50 grand. Game on.
Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Play wise.
Hi, I'm head football coach Ryan Knowles from Sandpoint High School, urging you to help out the Bulldog football program by participating in our inaugural truck raffle. Tickets are $5 each and are available now from student athletes or online at spbulldogs.com for a chance to win a brand new 2021 Chevy Colorado from Taylor & Son Chevy. Proceeds will allow players to earn merchandise incentives for the upcoming season. The winning raffle ticket will be drawn during halftime of our homecoming game on Friday, October 1st.
Being a teenager is tough.
There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Ricky and Kate with Allie Baranski from the festival at Sandpoint, who told me on the break she's a seasoned pro at this. So go, just take it. Take it. Oh, I'm just kidding.
That's not true. First timer.
Welcome. That's exciting.
You are not a first timer.
On the radio, yes.
What?
Get out of town.
Oh, actually, I sang a competition when I was 8 on the radio, and that's about it.
That totally counts. I would put that on your resume.
Yeah.
So what's happening at the festival?
How sure much time do you have?
You got 15 minutes.
A lot, obviously. Mm-hmm. We are busily planning our auction. So every April we have our one big auction. So that's virtual this year, which is new. Mm-hmm. And then obviously bringing back our 2021 festival at Sandpoint. Yeah. Concert series.
Yay!
So just not a heavy lift.
No, really easy.
Yeah, so it is scheduled July 29th, so it's a little bit earlier, through mm-hmm. August 8th at War Memorial Field.
Nice.
All happening.
That's exciting.
Yes. Yeah, so we've been busy. We hired Caroline Hawkins as mm-hmm. our office manager, and she started in February, and nice. We're thrilled. She interned for 5 years at the festival.
Wow.
So grew up doing that. You know, ultimately our goal is to be the ones to bring back live music.
That's right.
In Sandpoint, and try to do it safely and
yeah.
in the right manner, which is not the easiest thing to navigate right now, but we're really... Between Paul Gunter, our production mm-hmm. manager, and working with the Panhandle Health District and the city, we're really excited and optimistic about
yeah.
our plans.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure this is a big year for Paul, too, getting to figure out how to put everything up all over
yes,
again.
Paul's been great. You know, obviously, there's so many different challenges I think people mm-hmm. don't understand with just the music industry, how mm-hmm. much they've been hit. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the questions that we get are, when are you announcing your lineup?
Yeah.
and because, so, you know, so many agents were laid off, mm-hmm. that yeah. everything's just kind of behind in the music industry. So we're anticipating... announcing in May.
Nice.
So just a little bit later, just I think a couple weeks later. And then obviously there was the installation of yes. the artificial turf. So just, you know, a couple new challenges all at the same time. Thankfully, we put a lot into planning for that in 2020. Yes. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that planning is kind of already done. But one big thing that I want to make sure people know is there is no glass,
mm-hmm. right?
Except for wine bottles. So that's the one exception. Okay. So I think a lot of people, I hear like a lot of sighs of relief.
Yes.
Right.
Wine bottles are still allowed.
Oh, they could just fill their Yeti.
There
Come
you
on.
Go.
Yeah.
I know. In this day and age.
Breathe all the way to the festival. I don't know anything about wine. Who cares?
Our wine tasting will be adapted a little bit, and then there will not be a brew fest
okay.
this year, both pandemic and
sure.
artificial turf. But ultimately, it's all about like the safety and well-being of our community. Mm-hmm. Also, we're going to probably be one of the biggest events that happened in the greater Northwest.
For
and we're
sure.
trying to be... intelligent and safe about it and not right. be the example of what not to do.
Exactly. I know through some musician friends that have booked a couple of festivals this spring and summer already, like in the next few months, out of state, but they are mostly, you know, social distance, and there's a lot of new parameters. And as musicians, they feel really safe because they are just totally secluded the whole time. But I'm curious to see how the festival going experience will go.
Yeah. So to the music or the musician's perspective, it's like very locked down.
Yeah.
Masks only, no meet and greets, nothing,
right.
you know. But from the public standpoint, there's a couple big changes. One is there will be no dance concerts.
Mm.
So everything's seated. So we're kind of hoping like you get to your blanket and that's mm-hmm. your little safe space in your little pod, and then really trying to cut down on the high amount of congestion of
yes.
people, lines, a lot of cross contact.
Mm-hmm.
So our biggest update is we're actually making our venue bigger by moving Festival Street off of the turf for two reasons.
Right.
One, it's hard to have it on the turf anyways, but they're actually, the whole Festival Street will be moved into Lakeview Park.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's actually going to be fenced in as an extension of our venue, but
okay.
it's going to be behind the grandstands between the tennis courts and the grandstands.
Nice.
So it gives us more space for seating.
Yeah.
There won't be really much on the turf, that no bars, things like that. So it's
yeah.
just going to be bigger. And then the other big update is that we're going digital and contactless. So all to help with, you know, line policies
mm-hmm.
and all of that. There's going to be a mobile app. It's called Noble that you can order food, drinks, chairs, and even
wow.
merch all from your phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
Yeah. So while you're waiting in line, you can actually pre-order your dinner, pre-order your chairs,
yeah.
And then you just get a notification on your phone when it's ready. So it's ultimately going to be pickup only.
Right.
To try to help really cut down on that, make people not have to try to navigate the awkwardness of re-going into an event with
yeah.
thousands of people and line policies, and it really cut down our Panhandle Health District requirements as well.
Totally. So I'm a millennial. I have the latest iPhone.
Yes.
I have... three friends I could think of just now with flip phones.
Yes, I know.
What happens there?
Yeah, so, you know, when we went back and forth, like, how can we do this safely? How can we keep our capacity high enough to be able to cover our costs. Mm-hmm. And this ultimately kept being the one thing, because we couldn't actually move Festival Street into the park and have enough space for lines.
Gotcha.
For like fire code and keeping things open. So a couple of options that we've, you know, talked to Marcella Nelson. She's on our board.
Yeah.
She's in her 90s. And so we've talked about, you know, in a situation, do you have a friend who could order for you? Because that's, I think, ultimately what people will do a lot of times.
Makes sense.
And then worst case scenario, Paul and I have talked about this a lot. Worst case, we still allowed outside food and drinks to come in.
Right.
So I think that first night we will have, I need a better name for it, but as of right now, we're calling it a geek squad. That will help people kind of get things loaded. But yes, you can order ahead of time online.
Okay.
But I think ultimately most people are going to be ordering on an actual app on their phone.
That's great.
That's the greatest lazy person thing that I could ever think of. I just have to sit here, do some chair dancing and order stuff.
No
and
line.
And not have to move.
Yeah.
You don't miss any music.
I can hire someone to go get it for me.
There you go. You can rent someone to go get it.
Yes. I will do that.
And I like that I can like actually peruse the menus and take my time instead of panic ordering when I finally get up to the front of the line and can read the menu. So yeah, it's going to be different, but this is one of those things where, like, it can't be business as usual.
Yeah.
And so we'll.
It'll be great.
Yes.
You know,
I'm excited.
Love changes.
We love changes. Just give us 10 years. We'll have it down.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this online auction happening. What's going on there?
So it is virtual. So there's two kind of segments to it, the silent auction piece and then the live portion. So our silent auction opens a week from today at 9 a.m. And it's online. So you can go look at the different packages and start bidding. And then those will conclude during our live portion, which will be Saturday, April 17th from 6 to 7 p.m. So it's going to be very quick. We ask people to hop onto Zoom, and there's going to be live auctions that are closing. There's going to be some musical performances, some updates.
Cool.
So we're getting the word out because it's all been new, you know, kind of recreating the wheel for a virtual event. It seems that our community is starting to get used to it a little bit. But there's so many, I think, through this past really year and a half for the festival, we've seen our community kind of come together and support us, and this is no exception. So some of the packages have just kind of blown me away. We have a world-renowned chef who will come to your house and cook for a dinner party, and the Sizzler, which is a famous yacht in Coeur d'Alene, you can win that and have cocktails and dinner. And so I think the themes are wine, naturally, art, and then experiences.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great.
We're excited.
So then just in general, how do people find out more information about Festival at Sandpoint? How do they contact you? You mentioned you might announce a lineup in May. How will we know about this?
Yeah. So our website is always a really great resource, so festival@sandpoint.com. You can also sign up to be on our mailing list there, and that's where we send out updates on lineups and our auctions, and then always social media. So Facebook and Instagram are our two bigger ones that we always will post lineups and helpful information. We will also put our COVID kind of safety procedures on our website as we get closer as well.
Are the offices open to the public?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, we are there a lot. Almost 7 days a week right now, but yes, Monday through Friday, we are there.
Excellent. Thank you. You did great. Thank you so much for being on the show.
We're good.
And thank you for joining me and Kate today on Chamber Chatter Hour. Thanks again to our guests, Allie, Sherry, Nikki, Matt, and Bob Witte. For more information about our topics, check out our social media pages, Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce on Facebook or at Sandpoint Chamber on Instagram. And for events happening in and around the Greater Sandpoint area, you can go to sandpointonline.com or sandpointreader.com. For a complete list of chamber events, check out sandpointchamber.org.